Well, good morning. This is the Talk of the Town. And our guest this morning is Senior DIG Ajit Rona. He is in charge of crimes, traffic, and he is also the police media spokesperson, apart from being on the board of the National Child Protection Agency. Very good morning to you, Senior DIG.
Very good morning.
And how bad's the problem with child abuse in our country?
So, according to our statistics, it's not a very big problem, but the pattern of the child abuse cases in comparison to other countries, it has been slightly changed. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, time to time, we give announcement to general public through the electronic and print media to prevent such crimes. According to the statistics of World United Nations Organization, so we are at the 25th place in comparison to other countries. Number one, in respect of child protection, is United Kingdom. Number two, Sweden. We are at the 25th place at the moment.
Nevertheless, one case is too many. Isn't that your attitude?
Yes. It means now, if we take the example in respect of the recent case happened in Mount Lavinia, 15-year-old girls incident. So now already we have arrested 43 suspects, 17 traffickers and 26 rapists. So therefore, the pattern of the crime is slightly different to other countries.
And the safety of the child is intact?
Yes, we have, because in this particular system, there are plenty of stakeholders. The National Child Protection Authority and police, so we are the main stakeholders, and we have taken considerable steps in order to protect the children and ensure the safety of children.
Right. And is there a move towards having special courts for these children cases?
Yes, at the moment we have two juvenile courts in the country. The main courts is in Battaramulla area, but we have a special statute called Children and Young Persons Ordinance. So this ordinance has been, enacted a long time ago, approximately 90 years ago. Now, we have proposed an amendment to this particular enactment, Children and Young Persons Ordinance. So, the Children and Young Persons Ordinance embodies the concept of juvenile justice. So, according to the concept of juvenile justice and the provisions of United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, so we need to have a special judicial system in order to hear the cases in respect of child abuse and the cases against the child offenders. So therefore, we have a concept in order to enhance the juvenile courts in the country. Now we have two, at least every and each province should have a court. And in addition to that, a special committee has been appointed by the Justice Minister in order to make recommendations to minimize the delays in respect of criminal trials. So therefore, I'm one of the members of that committee, and committee is headed by His Lordship Justice Bhuvanekalu Vihare, a judge of the Supreme Court of Sri Lanka. So we have recommended a system called Record a Judge's System. That system is successfully implemented in the United Kingdom. That particular judge does not hear trial cases. So he hears the other cases like bail application, remand extensions, production, destructions, all
so
these issues.
He'll hear all these motions rather than
motions,
trial.
Motions and calling cases.
Right.
But then the trial judge, straight away, when he go to the courts, and he can hear the case straight away.
It'll fasten the process.
Yeah. Now at the moment, the judge, initially honorable judge, he commences the court at 9:30. Then for a period of 2 hours, 3 hours time, he is not able to hear trial cases because the calling matters are there. So it takes longer period. So therefore, the time is very limited to hear the trial matters. So therefore, if we are able to implement the record a judge's system in the country, so the time delay would be minimized.
Senior DIG Ajit Rona, you're one of the most senior officers who've turned up and accepted our invitation to be on this program. And so therefore, it is my opportunity and my pleasure, actually on behalf of all of us here and our group, to say a very big thank you for all the work that the Sri Lanka police do. I know that at times they are not appreciated, but believe you me, we are very appreciative, and I'm sure the general public will join me in saying a big thank you for keeping our streets and our lives that much safer than it would otherwise be. So thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to me. Thank you.
And that, I think, Shehan, is the end of the show. Back to Domin Asankar.